Hello, this is CP Gurnani, CEO and Managing Director of Tech Mahindra.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari, Editor Special Projects at Network 18. You're watching our special webcast and podcast on Money Control, on which we speak to newsmakers from different fields about life and business in the times of COVID-19. And today I'm going to be talking to Mr. Gurnani about business continuity in the times of a global pandemic. Mr. Gurnani, thanks very much for joining us here on Money Control today. So let me begin by asking you, Tech Mahindra, I know, is a very innovative and agile organization, but what sort of steps did you have to put in place to really make remote working possible for over 1,33,000 employees of yours spread across the globe?
It is not that we had never planned for business continuity, but those business continuity were being planned to save one part of the world there is a challenge, and how does the other part of the world takes over. We had never planned for pretty much a shutdown all across the globe. We had never planned that each of my locations I would have to get into, for want of better words, emergency mode. The good news is that many of the products that we had created, for example, a mobile home or a virtual desktop product, or a remote login and remote security products, I mean, all of them have come to good use, but I can also say that hundreds of my people did not sleep for many, many days. The reason being is that we had planned for everything, but we had not assumed that we would have to go and change or request the Indian government to change the laws to be able to take away hardware and software from our SEZs. Even today, for remote login, the Department of Telecom had laws which we had to go and request that please keep those laws in abeyance for the next 3 months.
At this point in time, as the world looks at a looming recession, as we are looking at perhaps large-scale job cuts in the future, stock markets are tanking. What's giving you sleepless nights as a CEO?
I actually have internally a lot of task forces, but the three which I personally spend a lot of time are literally, one is the business continuity, one is what I call the employee tracking and tracing all times, and we pretty much do a roll call for all 130,000 employees almost on a daily basis. The third one is what I am calling it as after COVID moments. If you ask me, all three are important. Business continuity, employees, as well as what Tech Mahindra would look like after the COVID.
Let me also ask you then, as we look at imminent job cuts in the near future, a number of smaller IT firms have already begun handing out pink slips. At Tech Mahindra, what steps are you putting in place to ensure that the damage is minimum to your employees?
Currently, we are all in a crisis fighting mode. In crisis fighting mode, we will definitely not add any stress to any of our employees or any of my supplier ecosystem. So there is definitely no chance that we will be doing any layoffs. I'm 100% sure, whatever economic stresses that we may have to take, we will do it together. We've kept a few things on hold. For example, our salary increments. We have also withdrawn, for the time being, all variable pay, bonuses, and incentive schemes effective 1st of April, because it will just make sure that there is enough resilience in the Tech Mahindra to be able to continue to build on our strengths and our commitment to our employees.
Great. Wonderful to hear that that commitment about not having any of your employees lose their jobs. Also, the Mahindra Group has really been doing a lot to aid this whole war on COVID-19, whether it's, converting startups that manufacture sanitary pads into, helping them manufacture masks now, or whether it's getting into ventilator manufacturing. There's a lot happening on that front. As far as Tech Mahindra is concerned, what sort of solutions are you working on, and what sort of solutions are you giving out to help aid this whole war on COVID-19?
We are contributing by working through thick and thin to provide digital systems to the government wherever they need it. For example, on the Twitter, you probably saw the Commissioner of Police acknowledging that in less than 48 hours, Tech Mahindra team designed a e-pass system, a curfew management system, and it has worked seamlessly. Our team is currently working with Bombay Municipal Corporation to improve supply chain and logistics. We're working with Haryana government right now to help them with some of the digital systems so that they can do a better management of 40 hospitals and their districts and also on the supply chain. Right. So in a lot of ways, the team is fully engaged. Our teams are actively working through our location councils in every part of the world. And trust me, India government has been a lot more proactive. Different parts of the world, the challenges are multifold. Right. And we are responsible to the society and we are responsible to the communities in which we work.
You've also recently done an interesting tweak to your logo. You've put the E of tech inside a house, denoting remote collaboration and staying indoors and passing out that message that everyone needs to stay in their homes and work remotely. How has remote working been so far for these 1,33,000 employees of yours, most of them working from home, I presume? And secondly, do you think remote working is going to be our new normal in a post-COVID-19 world?
Even today, 10% of my employees go to office. A part of my offices has also been converted into stay facilities. I can only say I salute the employees who are literally working not only in office, but you also have to take into account the average age of my company is 27 years. So the many of them were, so Tech Mahindra actually encouraged our associates that each one actually takes in another youngster to come and stay with them.
Let me also ask you, what are your top three mantras for CEOs to ensure business continuity as the world deals with a global pandemic? What will your top three mantras be to CEOs around the world?
Collaborate with your clients. Usually, you get much better solutions when you collaborate with your employees and with your clients. Number two is, remember the world is all about data. And data needs to be secure. Let's not undermine the need for data privacy and cybersecurity. And number three, put in a level of communication where you are able to listen to your customers, employees, and more importantly, sometimes to their families, because the more you are in a two or three-way communication, you are helping each other.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gurnani. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And here's hoping that we all come out healthy and safe at the other end of this pandemic. That's a wrap of this special conversation on Money Control. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker and with lots more insights into life and business in the times of COVID-19. Till then, stay safe, stay indoors. Thanks for joining us.